我们仍然打开路加福音第十三章，刚刚我们读过的。
Let's again turn to the passage we just read, Luke chapter
13. 我们再从第一节读到第五节。
We'll read from verse 1 to verse 5.
路加福音第十三章第一节到第五节。
Luke chapter 13, verse 1 to verse 5.
我用中文读，没有弟兄用英文读。正当那时，有人将比拉多使加利利人的血掺杂在他们祭物中的事告诉耶稣。
Now there was some present at that time who told Jesus about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mixed with their sacrifices.
耶稣说，你们以为这些加利利人比众加利利人更有罪，所以受这害吗？
Jesus answered, Do you think these Galileans were worse sinners than all the other Galileans because they suffered this way?
我告诉你们不是的，你们若不悔改都要如此灭亡。
I tell you, no, but unless you repent, you too will all perish.
从前西罗亚楼倒塌了，压死十八个人，你们以为那些人比一切住在耶路撒冷的人更有罪吗？
Or those 18 who died when the tower in Siloam fell on them, do you think they were more guilty than all the others living in Jerusalem?
我告诉你们不是的，你们若不悔改都要如此灭亡。
I tell you no, but unless you repent, you too will all perish.
我们要认识耶稣，最直接的方法我们就是读四本福音。
If you want to know Jesus, the most direct method is to read the four Gospels.
这是新约圣经前面的四本书。
This is the first four books in the New Testament.
马太福音讲到九位耶稣乃是天国的王。
In Matthew, talk about this Jesus is the King of the Kingdom.
那马太福音特别是写给犹太人的。
And especially written to the Jews.
因为犹太人就是渴慕说这位的弥赛亚，他们的君王要来到地上。
Because the Jew was seeking for a Messiah, the king to come to this earth.
很可惜的，虽然这位的弥赛亚，这位君王来到他们的当中，他们却拒绝这位的君王。
Regretfully, even though the king had come, but they had rejected him.
虽然我们的主耶稣有三年半在他们的当中不断的显出神的话语。
Even though our Lord Jesus was in 3.5 years, he had teach them about the God's word.
我们的主耶稣行了许多的神迹。
And our Lord Jesus had performed many miracles.
但是他们仍然的不相信。
But then they still would not believe.
但是我们的主耶稣仍然含着一个宽容的心，在神的面前求神赦免他们。
But our Lord Jesus had this forgiving heart that he was pleading to God to forgive them.
原来神就在哪一个时候要把他砍去。
And God was about to take them apart.
但是我们的主耶稣在十字架上仍然的求天父说赦免他们，因为他们不知道。
Yet our Lord Jesus, when he was on the cross, he asked God to forgive them, but they know not what they were doing.
这就是我们刚刚读过的路加福音第十三章第六节到第九节耶稣所做的比喻。
And this is the parable that we have just read that JesusWas giving this parable.
因为今天我有点改变，我就不讲不解释这一个比喻。
And I will make some changes. I will not explain this parable today.
但是我愿意稍微提了一下这一个比喻到底是什么意思。
But then I will briefly tell you what the meaning of this parable.
这一个比喻就是耶稣刚刚一直讲到，若是你们不悔改。都要如此灭亡。
And it was what Jesus was saying that if you don't repent, you will all perish too.
这是对犹太人所说的。
And he's speaking to the Jews.
但是今天路加写这一本的书也是为着你我所说的。
But when Luke wrote down this book, it was also for you and I to read.
虽然我们的主耶稣显明他的神迹启示和话语。
Even though our Lord Jesus had performed the miracles and his word.
可以说有足够的时间让他们知道说他就是弥赛亚，他就是他们的王，他就是神的儿子，他就是基督。
There are plenty of time to recognize that he is the Messiah, he is the King, he is the Son of God.
他是一个，在这里比喻里面，他乃是一个广圆的。
And then in this parable, it is broad.
所以这一个主人，葡萄园的主人，他要把这一棵的无花果树砍掉的时候，他就求这位主人说，让他们还做留作。
There's this one tending the vineyard, and they were about to cut down this fig tree because it's not bearing any fruit.
他说，主啊，今年前留作，等我周围掘开土，加上缝。
And he was pleading that, just leave it alone for a year so I can fertilize it.
以后若结果子便罢，不然再把它砍了。
If it bears fruit next year, fine. If not, then cut it down.
虽然这样的，我们的主耶稣钉在十字架上为他们求赦免。
Even though our Lord was nailed on the cross, still asking for their forgiveness.
他从死里复活，显明他不是一个普通的人，他乃是神的儿子，他乃是神。
He had risen from the dead, revealing that he's not a normal man, but he's the Son of God.
但是犹太人仍然的不愿意悔改。
But the Jews would not repent.
这就是好像仍然留一个机会，今年且留作。
But then there was still opportunity that it will be saved for a year.
神就借着使徒和众圣徒来把他的福音传出去的时候。
And through the disciple and the apostle, the gospel will be shared to them again.
但是他们仍然不悔改。
But then they still would not repent.
他仍然要把这许多的使徒们抓在监狱的里面。
And they will still take all these disciples and put them in jail.
他们仍然的要把这许多的信耶稣的人要把他关在监狱里面，并且要杀害他们。
They want to put all these people who believed in Jesus Christ in jail and to kill them.
这样的就留作有40年的时间。
There were 40 years in this time period.
神宽容他们，让他们在40年的当中好好的来思想，来预备他们，来接受救恩的主耶稣。
God gave them special grace that they, in this 40 years, they can meditate and see if they will repent.
这个时候福音已经传遍犹太地。
At this time, the gospel has spread around the Judea area.
这个时候福音已经传遍了撒玛利亚。
And the good news has spread upon Samaria.
但是他们仍然的不悔改。
But they still would not repent.
所以等到主后70年的时候，罗马的将军提多就进攻耶路撒冷。
So when in 70 AD, the Roman armies entered Jerusalem.
就把许多的人民杀害，把这许多的其他的人要掳到罗马去做奴隶。
And they killed a lot of people and then took captive some of them into the Roman Empire.
把圣殿拆毁了。
And they destroyed the temple.
这个时候可以说，这一棵的无花果树栽在葡萄园的里面，要把它砍断。
It can be symbolized that this fig tree was in the vineyard, but they were cut down.
无花果树常常是表征那个犹太国。
The fig tree represents the country of Israel.
主耶稣用无花果来做表征说，你们看哪一个无花果树发润长叶的时候，就知道夏天近了。
Our Lord Jesus had taken the example when the fig tree bears fruit, you know that summer is near.
同样的，你们若是看到世界上有这许多的事情发生的时候，你们就知道说，他来的日子快近了。
Similarly, when you see all these things happen in this world, you know that his days of coming is near.
并且正在门口了。
It's right at the door.
让我们睁开我们的属灵的眼睛，能够看见了世界上许多的演变，都是为着要证明说我们的主耶稣他是神，他是神的儿子，是基督。
All these things happening around, let's open our spiritual eyes that we can understand is to tell us that God, Jesus is the Son of God. He is Christ.
他如今乃是坐在父神的右边，为他为我们祷告。
He is seated on the right hand side of God, praying for us.
他应许我们说还要再来。
He promised that he will come back again.
所以路加就常常的写作告诉我们说。应当要悔改。
So Luke will say many times that we must repent.
我顺便提起来一下，若是你们好好的读路加福音的时候，你会发现路加有很多的比喻是讲到我们应当要回转。
If you notice that, if you read the book of Luke carefully, you will see that many of his parables is saying that we should repent.
但是我们读约翰福音的时候，就告诉我们说，我们要相信耶稣，我们可以得着了永生。
But if you read the Gospel of John, you see that we need to believe in Jesus, and then we will receive eternal life.
我们所相信耶稣，我们所悔改，来到主耶稣的面前。是一件事的两面。
When we say we believe in Jesus and repent, it's one thing, but there are two sides of it.
当我们只要回转的时候，悔改的时候，我们就可以得着了神给我们的救恩。
If we turn around and repent, we will receive the grace of God.
当我们若是愿意开我们的心门来接受这位耶稣的时候，我们就可以得着了永生。
When we are willing to open the door of our heart to receive this Jesus, then we will receive eternal life.
神给我们的救恩，神给我们的恩典，神给我们这位的他的儿子，到底目的是什么呢？
What is the reason God gave us this salvation, this grace, and this Son of God?
他的目的乃是叫我们能够享受他的生命。
So that we can enjoy his life.
我们也可以得着了神的生命。
And to receive the life of God.
这是为什么我相信了耶稣。
This is why I believe in Jesus.
我相信耶稣以后，我可以经历了耶稣。
After I believe in Jesus, I can experience Jesus.
我也可以得着了主耶稣给我丰丰富富的恩典。
And I can also receive the abundant grace of God.
现在我们再回到第一节到第五节。
Now let's go back and look at verse 1 to verse 5.
若是神许可的时候，我就下一次再把这个无花果树栽在葡萄园里面的比喻给大家一起的来分享。
If God is willing, next time I will explain this parable about the vineyard and the fig tree.
但是今天我们为着时间的关系，我们只看这五节的圣经。
But for time's sake today, we will only look at these five verses.
在我的纲要的里面有四点。
In my outline, there are four points.
第一点就是悲剧。
And the first point is tragedy.
在这里有一个悲剧的发生。
There's a tragedy that happened.
第二个就是警戒。
And the second one is the warning.
有许多人看见悲剧，就觉得这许多人是该死的。
And sometimes when we see a tragedy, we say those people are worthy of dying.
但是我们的主耶稣却是借着这样的事件，告诉他们说，警戒他们说，我们都要悔改。
But Jesus used this example to say that we should all repent.
以后第三点就说到比喻。
And then the third point is about the parable.
第四点就讲到我们所要得的教训。
And the fourth one is the teaching we should receive.
但是今天我们有一点时间就是单单想到这个发生的事情和我们的警戒。
But today we will just meditate on this thing, tragedy that happened and the warning to us.
在这里有许多人就是主耶稣在路加在记载十一章十二章的事情。
And Lord Jesus had many things that was recorded in chapter 11 and 12.
当耶稣讲这许多事情的时候，中间就有人出来，就告诉耶稣说。
And when he was talking about these things, there are some people that came out and told Jesus.
哎，他说这事情大家似乎都传传说说这样的事情。
There seems that many people would just spread about these things that have happened.
他就说到在耶路撒冷所发生的事情。
And they're talking about the things that happened in Jerusalem.
这件事情犹太人是看为非常的严重的。
And the Jews look at this thing as a very serious matter.
因为这个比拉多乃是罗马的巡抚。
Because this Pilate is the governor of from Rome.
但历史家告诉我们说，这个比拉多是原来是一个非常残暴的一个巡抚总督。
It tells that this Pilate is a very cruel governor.
他有他的权力，有政治的权力，也有军事的权力。
He had the political power and also the power from the army.
但是犹太人对他的印象非常不好。
So the Jews do not have very good impression for him.
所以在北边的加利利，这许多的捕鱼的人就比较勇敢。
So the people on the north side, the Galileans, they are more brave.
常常有许多的叛乱的事情发生。
They rebel against him a lot.
所以在一个大的场合的里面，这许多加利利人也进到耶路撒冷。
So in this special incident, all these Galileans enter into Jerusalem.
比拉多就用许多的便衣队就掺杂在他们的当中。
And the Pilate used a lot of private people to mingle with them.
当这几个加利利人在哪一个地方开始要有暴动的时候，这许多的比拉多所派的这个便衣队就把他们杀死。
And when the Galileans want to rebel, these spies among them will kill them all.
当他们杀这许多的加利利人的时候，这个血就站在那个祭坛的上面。
And when they kill all these Galileans, their blood will be mixed in the altar.
所以他们就觉得这个比拉多实在是一个非常残暴的一个巡抚。
So they all thought that this Pilate is really a cruel governor.
所以他们就把这件事情告诉耶稣。
So they told this thing to Jesus.
但是耶稣没有去反应说到底谁对或者谁不对。
But Jesus did not respond who is right and who is not right.
耶稣就在第二节里面就说的，耶稣说，你们以为这些加利利人比众加利利人更有罪吗？
But Jesus in verse 2 said, Do you think these Galileans were more sinners than those other Galileans?
所以受这害吗？
So that they suffer this way?
耶稣也是要改正这许多犹太人的一个错误的观念。
So Jesus wanted to correct this wrong opinion of the Galileans.
这许多的犹太人来告诉耶稣的目的，第一个就是告诉耶稣说比拉多是个非常不好的官。
The purpose of these people come to Jesus and they want to tell Jesus that Pilate is not a good governor.
第二个就是说到这许多被杀的人他是犯了很大的罪。
And then they want to say that all these Galileans who died they must have committed great sin.
这是一个一般人的一个观念。
And this is the concept of most people.
但是耶稣借着这样的悲剧的事情告诉他们说，你们若不悔改都要如此的灭亡。
But through this tragedy, Jesus told that if you don't repent, you will all perish too.
不是说到这许多人更有罪。
Not saying that these people are more sinful.
乃是告诉我们一件事情说，我们在每日的生活的里面，我们需要常常的要回到神的面前。
But to tell us that in our daily lives we need to come back to God.
我们记得约翰在约翰福音第九章的里面就记载一个生来瞎眼的。
We remember in John chapter 9 there was a person who was born blind.
这一个生来瞎眼的带到主耶稣面前的时候，耶稣的门徒也是有错误的一个观念。
When this blind person was brought to Jesus, the disciples, Jesus' disciples also have a wrong concept of him.
他们就来问耶稣说，到底这个生来瞎眼的是谁犯了罪？
So they ask Jesus, this one who is born blind, who has sinned?
是他的父母犯了罪，还是他自己从小的时候在母亲的怀里就犯了罪？
Is that his parents have sinned, or when he was in the womb that he has sinned?
这是我们常常的一个错误的观念。
This is a wrong concept that we have.
我们把哪一个世界上的苦难跟哪一个罪连在一起。
We use the suffering in this world to connect that with sin.
我们的苦难的确的根本是因着我们的罪。
And our suffering, yes, as a result of our sin.
但是哪一个人的生病，哪一个人的死亡，不一定是直接的罪的关系。
But the sickness and the death may not be directly connected to the sin.
所以耶稣就回答他的门徒说，也不是他的父母犯了罪，也不是他自己犯了罪，乃是要显明神的荣耀。
So Jesus told them that neither the parents have sinned nor this person has sinned, but for the glory of God.
弟兄姊妹，基督徒在世界上跟普通的人一样的。
Brothers and sisters, Christian is just the same.
不信耶稣的人要吃饭，基督徒还是要吃饭。
Those who do not believe have to eat, and Christians have to eat also.
不信耶稣的人他需要工作，信耶稣的人也是要去工作。
Those who have not believed yet, they need a job. Those who believe also need a job.
不信的人他会生病，信耶稣的人还是会生病。
The non-believers, they will get sick. The Christians also get sick.
我们也可以说不信的人会死亡，信耶稣的人也会死亡。
Non-believer will die. The believer will also die.
我们常常的就遇见苦难的时候，我们就把这件事情放在神的身上。
So when we receive the suffering, we take this to God.
我们常常问神说，为什么这件事情会发生在我们的当中？
So we always ask God, why did this thing happen to me?
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
在基督徒的生活的里面，每一件的事情都要显明神的荣耀。
In every single incident in our daily life as a Christian,
都要显明神的作为在我们的身上。
To view the work of God among us.
神也是借着这许多的事情的发生，让我们能够更多的认识神，更多的回到神的面前。
So that we can know God even more through all things that happen.
所以耶稣说，你们若是不悔改，都要如此的灭亡。
So that's why Jesus said, if you don't repent, you will all perish.
以后主耶稣就接着给他们说一件的事情。
Then Jesus continued to tell them one thing.
这一件事情在犹太人的当中也觉得这是一个悲剧。
And this incident to the Jews is also a tragedy.
就是在希罗亚池子旁边盖了一座楼，叫做希罗亚楼。
And it's in the city of Siloam, there was a building.
我们没有什么资料，可是到底这一个楼怎么倒塌，我们不知道。
We don't have a lot of recording how this building had fallen apart.
但是这一个楼倒塌了，有十八个人就压死了。
But at this building fell apart, the 18 people who died.
耶稣也是告诉他们说，这些人难道比其他的耶路撒冷人更有罪吗？
And Jesus asked them, if you think these people who die are more sinful than others?
他说不是的。
And he said, no.
你们若不悔改，都要如此的灭亡。
He said, unless you repent, you will all perish.
弟兄姊妹，我们真是乃是生长在一个罪恶的、邪恶的时代的里面。
Brothers and sisters, we are born in an evil generation.
我们也是在一个罪中长大的。
And we grew up in the sinful world.
一切的事件，神都要叫我们能够更多的回到他的面前，更多的认识他，更多的追求他。
Through all these things, God wants us to know him more, to be closer to him.
我想主一一的事件，大家都很清楚。
I think we all know very familiar with the 9/11
我想这一件事情是在近代可以说是个很悲惨的事情。
I think this is a very big tragedy in this generation.
不单是在纽约的人知道。
Not only the people in New York know about it.
我想全美国的人都知道。
And all people in America know about it.
我想全世界的人都知道。
People all over the world knew about it.
难道这许多被烧死的人比我们更有罪吗？
Do you think all those people were burned to death more sinful than us?
我想今天我们的主也是告诉我们说，不是的，我们若是不悔改，也是有这样的危险发生。
And our Lord tells today that no, if we don't repent, the same thing will happen to us.
礼拜五早上，我就打开电视。
Friday morning, I turn on the TV.
一般来讲，我总是早上很早起来。
And normally I get up very early in the morning.
我读完圣经，思想神的事情以后，还有时间。
So I read the Bible, meditate on God's word, and have some time.
我就觉得应当要稍微轻松一点。
And I thought that I need to relax a little bit.
所以，我打开电视。
So I turn on the TV.
弟兄姊妹，也不是说我不看电视。
Don't think that, brother and sister, I don't watch TV.
但是我从前告诉弟兄姊妹说，我看电视看的两件事情我最有兴趣的。
And there are two things that's most interesting to me in watching the TV.
第一个我要看气候。
And first, I want to see the weather.
我早上来以前还是要看气候。
Before I came this morning, I watched the weather.
昨天晚上看，我早上还是要看。
I have watched it last night, but this morning I still.
因为特别在 Kansas City 这个地方，这个气候变化无常。
Especially in Kansas City, the weather changes a lot.
早上是这样的，中午又另外一个，晚上又是另外一件事。
Could be one way in the morning, the afternoon will be the same, and then the different, and then in the evening it changes again.
但是我打开电视的时候，我不敢相信。
But when I turn on the TV, I cannot believe.
开始我就抓不住，到底这件事情发生在哪一个地方。
And initially, I didn't know where this thing happened.
那乃是一个夜总会被烧了。
It was a nightclub was burned.
开始就说烧了六十几个人。
And they said about 60 some people died.
有一百多人送到医院去。
And hundreds of people went to the hospital.
最后的消息乃是96个人死亡。
And the last news I heard is 96 people died.
187个人很严重的受了伤害。
And 187 people were seriously hurt.
这是给我一个警醒。
And give me a warning.
难道这些人比我更有罪吗？
And you think these people are more sinful than me?
这让我想到，随时随地都有许多的事情发生。
Then I thought that anything can happen. Anytime.
哎呀，我现在年纪大了，手也发抖，脚也发软。
And now I'm old, my hand will tremble, and my feet, my leg are weak.
感谢神，有所弟兄姊妹就体恤我的软弱，说要来接我到去探访去。
And brother and sister had compassion on me. They said they'll come pick me up to go visit.
这两天吴浩贵就接我去看人。
And this 2 days, and Wu Hao had came and take me to visit.
今天早上。我也怕等一下下雪，我等一下车开回去开不回去。
And I was afraid that it may snow later on today, then I cannot drive home.
所以我打电话给苏平。
So I called 苏平。
吴浩已经走了。
And 吴浩 had left already.
苏平说以琳有点感冒。
And 苏平 said 以琳 had a cold.
所以要到9:10才动身。
And so we left at like 10 after 9.
我就觉得太晚了。
I felt that it's too late.
我一般总是要到9以前来这里。
And normally I want to be here before 9.
我们能够好好的预备我们的心。
So we can prepare our hearts.
我们好好的来一起祷告。
To pray together.
但是想不到我今天晚迟到了。
But today I was late.
所以就急急忙忙。
So I was in a hurry.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
为什么我这样的害怕？
Why am I so afraid?
我就怕车开出去，不是我碰别人，别人就碰我。
I was afraid that if I don't hit someone, someone will hit my car.
不信耶稣的人，他有车祸。
Those who are non-believers, they have a car accident.
我们信耶稣的人还是会遇见车祸。
But believers also have car accidents.
我们这些传道人还是会有许多的事情发生，还是有车祸。
Even we preachers have car accidents too.
这都是免不了的。
And this cannot be avoided.
但是我们借着这许多的事情， But
through all these things, we need to have this warning.
借助这许多的事情发生的时候, 把我们推避到主耶稣的面前。
Through these things, that it will push us to the Lord Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹, 我们有时候觉得很健康。
Sometimes, brother and sister, you think that we're very healthy.
我们若是不生病, 我就不会求耶稣来医治我们的病。
If I'm not sick, then I won't plead the Lord to cure my sickness.
而神借着我的病痛，叫我更推到主的面前。
Through my sickness, God had pushed me back to Him.
许多的事情都有神的美意。
There is always a benefit in God's will.
让我们借着这许多的事情发生的时候，我们更多的听见主的话，若不悔改。
So we can hear the word of God when all these things happen, that if we don't repent, we too will perish.
感谢神把我们放在仍然是在不安定的里面，我们能够在这一个地方有个安定的生活。
We need to thank God, even in this unstable world, we can live here stably.
让我们能够抓住这样的时间。
So we can hold on to this time.
仍然的，哪一个管园的求那个园主说，今年且留作。
So that is like this person in charge of vineyard to say, leave it alone for another year.
让我们的真正掘开我们心里的哪一个土地。
So that we can plow up the soil within our heart.
让我们里面的硬心能够翻翻土那个。
So that a solid heart can be dug up with the ground.
让我们好好的更多的认识神的恩典。
So we can know about the grace of God.
让我们每一个人都能够成了能够结果的无花果树。
So we can be like a fig tree that will bear fruit.
让我们的主来修剪我们里面的许多的不是。
So our Lord can come and prune all these wrong things in our life.
让我们的里面的哪一个葡萄树能够结果更多。
So the great vineyard within our heart can bear fruit.
这是我们的神，我们的主，他的心意。
And this is the will of our God and our Lord.
他不愿意一个人沉沦，他乃是要每一个人都能够悔改。
He does not want anyone to perish, but he wants all to repent.
那我们就说，我到底要怎么样悔改？
So we ask, how do we repent?
我们说，什么叫做悔改？
So we ask ourselves, what do you mean by repenting?
这个悔改乃是一个回转。
And it's a turnaround.
悔改我们常常说，以前我的方向是向着这一边走。
We said that before we go on this direction.
我现在要转一个方向，向着另外一个方向走。
Now we need to turn around and go toward the other direction.
这个悔改可以说，以前我所看的是在向着黑暗的路而走。
Repentance is before we saw the darkness.
我现在要转向到光明的方向走。
Now I need to turn around, look to the light.
所以很简单的就是说，悔改就是回心转意。
So very simply, it's to turn around and with our heart.
我们的心要回转。
Not only our heart need to turn around.
我们的意念思想也要回转。
Our will, our emotion also need to turn around.
不单我们的意念要回转，我们的行动也要回转。
Not only our mind need to turn around, our action need to turn around.
感谢主，最近我们在 福音组的里面，常常就看到那一个约翰，路加福音第十五章。
And thank God, recently in Sunday school, we have been studying Luke chapter 15.
路加福音第十五章的里面，耶稣就做了三个的比喻。
In Luke 15, Jesus had gave three parables.
因为有很多人就批评耶稣说，他为什么常常跟罪人在一起。
Because people were criticizing Jesus why he was spending time with sinners.
他们就觉得这位耶稣，他若是神的儿子，是神，他是很神圣的，为什么常常混在那个罪人的当中？
Because they thought that Jesus is holy, why is he among the sinners?
所以耶稣就做了三个比喻。
So Jesus gave these three parables.
第一个比喻就是那个牧人寻找羊的比喻。
The first parable is the shepherd looking for the lost sheep.
他说这个牧羊的人有100只的羊。
He said this shepherd had 100 sheep.
他失去了一个。
But he lost one.
我想这一只的羊很调皮。
I think this is, must be a very naughty sheep.
我常常也听弟兄姊妹跟我说, 冯弟兄啊, 我是很调皮的。
And I heard many brothers tell me that, Brother Feng, I'm very naughty.
我就劝他说, 你不要调皮。
I will advise them, don't be too naughty.
你还是要乖乖的。
You need to listen.
但是这一只的羊虽然调皮, 但是这一个牧人还是爱他。
But even though this sheep is naughty, the shepherd loves the sheep.
路加告诉我们说, 主耶稣，他这一个牧人， 他是寻找这一只的羊。
And Luke tells us that this shepherd went to look for the sheep.
他说寻到了就放在肩上。
After he found it, he put it on his
就把他带回家里。
To take it back to his house.
他就留这99只在旷野。
And he left the 99 in the wilderness.
我哪一天就问武雷说, 这99只羊得救了没有？
So I asked Wu Lei the other day, has the 99 been saved yet?
他开始很有把握。
And initially he was confident.
好像他心里是说, 这99只羊, 没有得救。
And he thought that this 99 had not been saved yet.
他以后想一想, 他不敢回答我。
Then he thought about it, then he dare not answer anymore.
这99只羊乃是撇在旷野。
And the 99 was left on the wilderness.
虽然那一只羊是迷失的, 但是这个牧羊的人找到了以后, 他就把它跟在肩上。
Even though this last one was lost, but then when he finally put it on his shoulder,
他就欢欢喜喜地把它带到那个羊圈的里面。
And joyfully he brought him back to the sheep pen.
耶稣说, 一个罪人悔改在天上也要为他这样的欢喜。
And Jesus said, when one person repents, in heaven it will be joy.
这是传福音的喜乐。
This is the joy of spreading the gospel.
这是一个人得救得着了喜乐。
And the joy coming from a person being saved.
以后第二个比喻就是说到有一个妇人她有10块的钱失去了一个。
And the second parable is there's a woman, he had 10 coins.
这一个妇人赶快就把灯点起来。
And he lost one, so she quickly put on the light.
她就打扫那一个房子。
To clean up the house.
就找到了那一块的失落的银钱。
And she found that lost coin.
找到了她就非常的欢喜。
After she found it, she was very happy.
主耶稣说一个罪人悔改在天上的使者的面前也是这样的欢喜。
And Jesus said that if this person who repents, in heaven there will be joy.
以后就讲到有一个人有两个儿子。
Then later on he talked about this man who had 2 sons.
但是我们就说为什么没有女孩子。
Then we think, how come there's no daughters?
耶稣说的，我们不是去钻这个牛角尖。
And we're not going to be get into that detail.
耶稣的意思乃是告诉说，这两个儿子，一个好像不听话，一个好像很听话。
Seems like the 2 sons, one will be obedient and the other not.
但是这两个都不能够了解父亲的心意。
But seems like neither one of them understand the heart of the father.
这个小儿子比较调皮。
And the younger one is more naughty.
我想他的小儿子也比较自私。
And he's probably more selfish too.
他是很要享受的。
He wants to enjoy life.
他就跟他父亲说, 我可以, 你要把我所应得的财产要分给我。
And he told his father, give me the inheritance that I should have.
他拿到这个财产以后, 钱以后, 他就离开他的父亲。
After he got the inheritance, he left his father.
但是他在 很远的地方跟着许多不好的朋友在一起。
And he was far away spending time with the wrong friends.
他就花尽他一切所有的。
Spend all the possession he had.
他就去投靠一个养猪的。
And then he was relying on a person who raised up the
我们知道犹太人不吃猪肉。
We know the Jews would not eat the pork.
有一天我们就遇见一个朋友。
And one day we saw this friend.
我们 想可能他是犹太人。
We thought that he might be a Jew.
他就告诉我们说他到北京去人请他吃骆驼肉。
And he said he went to Beijing and people invite him to eat the camel meat.
我们知道骆驼也不是不洁净的。
And we thought that, we know that the camel meat is not clean.
我就说那个骆驼肉也是不洁净的。
And the meat of the camel is not clean.
他赶快就回答我说，哎，我就很好吃，我就赶快吃进去了。
He answered me quickly that it was taste so good, I quickly ate it.
犹太人不吃猪肉。
The Jews will not eat the pork.
但是这一个小儿子烂子跑去养猪的地方去。
But this younger son went to the place that raised the pig.
圣经告诉我们说，是一个养猪的主人也没有把什么东西给他吃。
And the Bible tells that the person in charge of the pig farm did not give him any food.
他天天要跟猪在一起。
He was spending time with the pigs.
他天天要住在猪所住的地方。
He will live in the place where the pig will live.
甚至那个故事描写说他也吃那个猪吃的东西。
And the story was described that he will eat the things that the pig will eat.
但是在这样的时候
But in this time,
这一个烂子醒悟过来。
That he remember.
弟兄姊妹，什么叫做醒悟？
What do you mean by being able to remember?
我们常常觉得我们人生需要一个觉醒。
We felt that sometimes we need to remember.
我们常常就觉得我们需要回心转意。
We need to repent.
我就觉得我们的人生最危机的时候。
We felt that the dangerous time in our life.
乃是最后一口气的时候。
It's the last breath that we have.
我自己有几次的 heart attack.
I have several heart attack in my life.
我在顷刻的当中，我知道我要过去。
And seems like in my conscious, I know I will pass away.
但是有一件事情感谢赞美主。
But the one thing I thank and praise God.
我就觉得当我灵魂离开我的身体的时候。
I felt that when my soul is leaving me,
我就想到到底我要到哪里去。
I was thinking, where would I go?
我那个时候没有想到，冯师母不在我的旁边。
At that time, I did not remember that Mrs. Feng was not with me.
我也没有想到我的儿子在我的旁边。
I have not thought about my sons were with me.
我也没有想到我所喜爱的东西在我的旁边。
And I have not thought about those things I like was beside me.
只一个时候，只一件事情。
But one thing that I remember.
我知道，我所相信的主耶稣，他与我同在。
I know the Lord Jesus I believe in, he is with me.
所以我深深地经历到诗篇第二十三篇。
So I truly can experience Psalm 23.
我虽然经过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害。
Even though I went through the shadow of the valley of death, I will not perish.
因为你与我同在。
Because you are with me.
你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。
Your staff and your rod will comfort me.
我那个时候，医生说这一个人只能够活一年。
And that time, the doctor said you can only live one more year.
我在神的面前默默地祷告说：“神啊，一年也可以。”
And I silently pray to God, one year is good enough.
让我好好这一年的当中能够好好的追求你。
So within this year, I can pursue you.
以后，我就慢慢的，我就求耶稣给我五年的时间。
And then slowly, I pray to our Lord, my Lord Jesus, to give me 5 years.
这个五年的时间已经过了。
And 5 years have passed.
我有一次说，我要活到八十岁。
And one time I said, I want to live till 80.
这个弟兄可能很生气说，你可以活到八十岁。
And a brother was upset that you can live to 80.
感谢赞美主。
But thank and praise God.
他是掌管生命的主。
He is the one in control of life.
我实实在在说，这几年所得的，余下的几年所得的，比以前所得的更多。
I felt that the last few years that I have received is so much more than in the past.
以前我是苦苦心心的 靠着我汗流满面才得糊口。
Before I have to labor and then I will have enough to eat.
你们做研究的都有这个经历，说我的研究做得出来做不出来。
And those who do research, you know that if you're going to have results or not.
你就是做得出来，你又想到有没有古人。
And even though if you have results, then you think if it's going to be successful.
当我回到神面前的时候。
When I come back to God.
神不单给我的健康。
Not only he gave me health.
神不单叫我的身体上可以仍然活着。
Not only my body continue to live.
神叫我的里面也得着了复兴起来。
He also revived me on from the inside.
不单我个人得着了复兴。
Not only my individual person.
当我回到神面前的时候，我的家里的人也得着了复兴。
When I come back to God, my family also was revived.
当我回到神的面前的时候，整个的教会也得着了复兴。
When I come before God, the whole church is revived.
哦，许多的事情都是叫我们回到神的面前。
Many things is cause us to come back to God.
这一个浪子他醒悟过来。
And this prodigal son, he came to his senses.
幸亏他及早的醒悟。
It's fortunate that he come to his senses early enough.
有时候我们最后一口气，我们没有时间去思想。
And sometimes we have the last breath. We have no time to think about it.
让我们宝贵神所给我们的时间。
Let's treasure the time that God has given us.
时间就是在今天。
Time is today.
不是等到明天。
Not until tomorrow.
感谢我们的神。
To thank our God.
他的恩典，我们什么时候接受他，什么时候就得到。
Whenever we receive him, we'll receive his grace then.
什么时候我们回到什么神的面前，我们就得着。
Anytime we come before God, then we will receive.
这个浪子不单是那个他醒悟。
Not only this prodigal son come to his senses.
他以后就决心。
And then he make a decision.
在约翰福音第十五章十八节，这个浪子说，我要起来。
And in John 15:8, verse 8 said, I will stand up.
我要回到父亲的家里。
I will go back to my father's house.
Oh, 神的救恩为我们预备。
And the salvation of God will be prepared for us.
但是问题是我要不要。
The question is, do I want it?
我们不能够自己可以得着了救恩。
Not only, we cannot just receive the salvation ourselves.
但是我们可以要，我要主耶稣。
We can say that I want Jesus.
这个浪子不单他是决心，他还是要承认他自己以往的罪。
Not only he had decided, he acknowledged his sins that he had.
他心里就想，我要对父亲怎么说。
And he thought about how should I tell my father.
他就很清楚地认他的罪。
And very clearly he acknowledged his sins.
他说他到父亲的面前跟父亲说，我得罪了天，也得罪了你。
So he came to his father and said, I have sinned against heaven and sinned against you.
弟兄姊妹，罪乃是得罪神。
Sin is to sin against God.
罪也是得罪人。
And also against other people.
这个浪子，他愿意承认他自己的罪。
This prodigal son wants to acknowledge his sin.
以后他有个行动。
And then he had an action.
他回心转意以后，他就说我要起来。
After he repented, he said, I want to go up.
所以在二十节、二十一节就说，于是他就起来。
So in verse 20, 21, he said, then he got up.
他原来就想到，我回到父亲的家里，我要给我父亲说，他说，从今以后，我不配做你的儿子。
He wants to go back to his father and said, I'm not worthy to be your son anymore.
我就是要做你的一个雇工而已。
I want to be your servant now.
但是哪一个慈爱的父亲远远的很久在哪个地方等候。
But the gracious father was standing there waiting for his son to come back.
他有个心意就是希望这个浪子有一天能够醒悟，能够回来。
In his heart, he want this son to be able to repent and come back.
但他看见哪一个他的小儿子浪子穿得破破烂烂的，好像有他的样子。
When he saw far away that this son with the all these worn, torn out clothes. Seems to be his
son.
He went and ran over there.
他也不管他的身上那个诸位是多臭,
and he doesn't care if he stinks.
他就抱着他,
and he held on to him.
他是连连地与他亲嘴,
and then kisses him.
感谢我们的神,
thank our God.
他一直地要等候我们回到他的面前,
he is waiting for us to come back to him.
他不单地抱着他,
now, he was holding on to him.
他不单地与他亲嘴,
and kissing him.
他并且要把那个上好的袍子给他穿上,
and all, but he also gave him the nice robe.
他并且把那戒指给他戴上,
and gave him the ring.
他给他穿上了鞋,
and put the shoes on him.
他叫他的仆人说要我们要宰牛杀羊,
he told his servant to slaughter the cattle.
因为我的儿子死而复活,
because my son once was lost but now found.
死而又得,
And then resurrect.
他们就大大的欢喜,
and so they were all very joyful.
弟兄姊妹, 我们的天父也是不断地在等候我们,
brothers and sisters, our heavenly father is also waiting for us.
我们的主耶稣不但为我们钉在十字架上, 为我们赎罪,
our Lord Jesus, not only he died on the cross to redeem our sins,
他从死里复活, 乃是证明他是神, 他是神的儿子,
he rose from that to prove that he is the Son of God.
并且他能够把神的生命, 他自己复活的生命,
and he is able to give you the life of resurrection.
我们的主耶稣仍然地今天用许许多多的环境用许多的话来呼召我们回到他的面前,
today our Lord Jesus is calling us with the many words that he has.
今天愿意在这里问 弟兄姊妹和朋友们说, 我们要不要?
And today I want to ask brothers and sisters and friends, do you want it?
我们若是要就可以得到,
if you want it, then you receive it.
让我们有段时间我们祷告,
let's have some time to pray.
求神的圣灵向我们说话,
may the Holy Spirit speak to us.
我想我的话是很有限,
I think my words are very limited.
我的话不一定叫人了解,
and you people may not understand.
我的话也是不完成的,
it's not complete.
但愿圣灵借着他自己的话向我们说话,
may the Holy Spirit speak to us through his words.
我要求请几位弟兄姊妹, 若是你有这个负担, 特别会是主耶稣, 接受主耶稣,
and I will ask a few brothers and sisters, if you have the burden, to pray how we can receive our Lord Jesus, and pray for ourselves also.
Yeah. 知道你这些事情发生乃是为了警戒我们, 我们谢谢你不止赦免我们罪，这个活在这个地上可以不凭着自己而活，凭着自己的计划、自己的盼望，我们凭着自己活的时候何等的软弱、灰暗 跟失败跟死亡，我们凭着你活在我们里头，活成那样的荣耀，用何等荣耀的盼望，耶稣基督有救赛。我们谢谢你亲自在我们正道继续动工一导带领我们，想去回家，我们现在是曾经是你的儿女，却不在你的家中，在外面流浪，我们这样回到你的家中，享受你的平安和喜乐，你赦罪的平安和喜乐，我们天上的父亲是那位永远的父，把永远的生命赐给我们，我们赞美感谢你，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen。亲爱的主，
dear Lord，
我们感谢你可以这样的来到施恩的宝座前。
We thank you that we can come to your throne of grace。
我们今天可以来到你的面前。
That we can come to you today。
主啊，实在我们要感谢赞美你。
We have to praise and thank you。
主啊，多年我们流荡。
And so many years we roam around。
我们行走在这满满的旷野的里面。
We're roaming around the wilderness。
主啊，虽然我们住了一个高楼大厦。
We may live in a great mansion。
虽然今天我们不必步行，可以开汽车。
And though today we don't need to walk, we can just drive around。
虽然我们今天吃的是山珍海味。
And we may eat very good food。
但是仍然叫我们的心没有办法得以满足。
But then our heart is not satisfied。
主啊，我们感谢你。
Oh Lord, we thank you。
不断用你慈爱的声音来呼召我们。
You're calling us with your gracious voice。
你常常的呼喊我们说，凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到你那里去。
You have been calling us that for those who are heavy and laden can come to you。
你叫我们得着了安息。
And you will give us rest。
不但这样的，我们可以学你的样式。
Not only that, we can also learn from your example。
我们可以负你的轭。
And carry your yoke。
你就给我们享安息。
And you will let us enjoy your rest。
主啊，我们的人生需要真正的满足。
Oh Lord, we need the true rest in our lives。
我们需要真正的安息。
We need the true peace in our lives。
我们也是需要那个活水。
And we need that living water。
感谢赞美你。
Oh, thank and praise you。
你是我们的安息。
And you are our rest。
你是我们的满足。
You are our satisfaction。
你也是我们的喜乐。
You are our joy。
你也是把那个源源的活水赏给我们。
And you have given us that living water。
今天在我们的当中，若是他们有这样的需要的时候，
And today among us, if those who have this need,
只要他们说我要，主啊，你把这恩典赏给他们。
And they only have to say, I want it, and you will give them the grace.
我们恳求圣灵继续地向他们说话。
We pray that the Holy Spirit will continue to speak to them.
把你慈爱的声音放在他们的耳朵的里面。
And give your gracious voice in their ears.
把这美好的福音的种子种在他们的心中，
that the seed of the gospel can be sown in their hearts，
好让我们真正能够得着了你的救恩，
so that we can receive your salvation。
我们继续地把这样以下的时间仰望在恩主的手中，
we continue to lift up this time to you。
求圣灵与我们同在，
let the spirit dwell among us。
求圣灵向我们说话，
let the spirit to speak to us。
求圣灵也开我们的心窍，使我们能够明白你的话。
And open up our hearts so we can understand your words。
我们求圣灵感动，叫我们能够接受你自己的福音。
And the Holy Spirit move us so we can receive your gospel。
靠主耶稣基督的名求的。
And that's in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ。
阿门。
Amen。